When you help somebody achieve their dreams, their goals, objective in life, in return, that seed that you plant into the universe, it comes back to you and help you out. That's what we're going to talk about today. When you help someone achieve their goals, their objective, and reach their destiny in life, in return, that seed that you plant, whatever you sow, you reap. Yang yay, karma effect. It comes back to help you. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm so pumped today. I just ran my first half marathon for the year. My goal was to do it in 2 hours and 15 minutes. But I did it in 2 hours. 14 minutes, 35 seconds. And when the official results come out, it might be under 30 seconds. 2 hours, 14 minutes. 35 seconds to 30 seconds. Let me tell you what happened to me today. I pulled up to run my marathon. And when I pulled up to run my marathon, I parked my car and I started to proceed to the starting line. As I was about 50 yards from my car, I saw a gentleman laying on the ground. Apparently, this gentleman or lady was laying on the ground. They were not feeling good. And there were three people there attending to this individual. And the thought came to me, do I proceed to the starting line because I have enough time to get there? Or do I stop by to see if this gentleman was all right? I went over to the individual who was laying on the ground with three other people there, and I said, thank you so much for just helping him out. And I was wondering, did anybody call an ambulance? And in that moment, I realized I left my phone inside my car. Because I was so concerned about this individual, I was reminded that I don't have my phone. If that individual was not there and I didn't see that individual on the ground, maybe I might have started my race without my phone and have to travel all back to my car. When you decide to help somebody in life and show some concern in life, in return, that same seed that you plant comes back to you. As I came back from my car, I went back to the individual, and there were three people still there, and one of them was a runner. And then I saw the police pulled up, was checking on the individual to see if they was all right. And then the ambulance came, and I realized I could have easily gone to the starting line. But I was so concerned about that individual, I wanted to make sure he was all right, even though some people were checking on him. I said to myself, I wonder if he needs prayer or she needs prayer. Not knowing this small act of kindness that I did and what these other people did will come back late in my right race to help me. Now, this race that I ran is a very emotional race for me. When I got up this morning, as I was preparing to go to the race, I was listening to some music and I started to cry. I mean, literally tears came down my eyes crying before my marathon. Because this marathon, this half marathon, the first time I ever ran this race was in 2010. And when I ran this race in 2010, it was the last time I ever spoke to my mom that was alive at that time. And I remember that day, my sister called me and said, hey, they're taking mom to the hospital. And I was getting ready to go run the same race. This race back then was in 2010. It was in the fall. Now they switched this race to the spring. And all I can remember telling my mom before she went to the hospital, I said, mom, I love you. And she said, Tones, I love you too. That was the last time my mom ever spoke to me in this line of the living. At the starting line of 2010, running this half marathon, the Governor's Cup in Columbia, South Carolina for the first time. It was very emotional to me back then, because as I was standing there, I was like, I don't know if I'll ever talk to my mom again or see my mom again. And every time I run this race, I'm reminded of my mom. But I felt her love. I felt her presence being there today. When you decide to help somebody, and you help somebody achieve their dreams in life, in return, that seed that you plant in the universe comes back to you. As I was running, I saw this other individual. It was a young man. And I said, sir, are you all right? He said, no, I'm not all right. He said, I hurt my leg. He said, this is the first time I've ever run in this race. And he said, if I finish less than 3 hours running my first half marathon, I would be very happy. I would be very grateful. I said, sir, based on the time that you are at right now and your pace, you are definitely going to finish in about 2.5 hours. And the thought came to me. And he said, the thought came to me, do I run with this individual to try to motivate them and encourage them? Or do I just focus on achieving my objective and my goal today, getting 2:15, and run and leave him? And I started to run with him. And he said, in front of us right up there, is the 2:15 pace. And I saw them. They're about 300 yards, 400 yards ahead of us. And he said, right there. He said, right there is the 2:15 pace. I said, thank you so much. I said, that's the crew that I want to run with. But then I said to myself, do I go and run and catch up the 2:15 paces and finish on time? Or do I leave this man here running all by himself and he's hurting? And I started to run with him. I was like, I'm going to run with him for probably a mile just to encourage him. And then he stopped. And this is what he said. He said, go on. He said, go on. And then I encouraged him. I said, don't you give up. You keep going after your goal. Don't you give up. I said, you got this. I motivated him, encouraged him. Then I started to run. Oh, what a great experience. Not knowing that what I did, again, showing that act of kindness, will come back for me. As I was running, I saw these old ladies. They were dancing and playing music and having fun. So I stopped in that moment. I wanted to capture that moment. And I was so excited. I was recording me and these old ladies dancing, running my half marathon. I just wanted to capture that moment, knowing that it might jeopardize my time. And I had the camera the opposite way, and the lady said, you have the camera the opposite way. And as I started to record, it sounded like there was an angel speaking to her. She said, you're losing time. Woo! She was saying, you're losing time, meaning that, hey, you got the video you wanted, but you need to hurry on. My objective for the race was that the first half of the race, I was going to run a negative time, meaning that I was going to run a slower pace, and the half marathon, the final half of the race, I was going to run a faster pace. About 3 miles out, 4 miles out to the finish line, I saw this another lady struggling. She was by herself. I said, do I run past her? I mean, I ran past some individuals, but this individual was by themselves. They looked like they were struggling. I didn't talk to the lady. I just ran a couple feet away from her, and I just started running with her pace. And I said, I'm going to motivate her and encourage her for a little while. And I remember when she said, she was on the phone with somebody. She said, yeah, at this pace, she said, I'm going to finish about 215, 220. I was like, that's the same pace or objective that I'm going for. Because I showed some act of kindness, I was reminded in that moment, hey, buddy, you still could get this 215. I'm not 215, 220. So I ran with her a while, motivated her just by running next to her, and then I went on. And then about 400 meters from the finish line, I said, okay, Antonio Landis Thompson King Tones, you have one more mile. So I look at my watch. I say, based on my calculations, I probably could still get 215. And as I started to run, I noticed my left calf, it started to cramp up just a little bit. So what I did, I backed off. Backed off a little bit. Then I continued to run. And then when I came around the turn, I saw 214. But I couldn't see what was on the other side of 214. I don't know if it was 214.45. I don't know if it was 214.55. But as I came around that curve, with only probably about, 25 yards the most, I saw 214. And I said, oh, I got this. And I ran across the finish line 2 hours, 14 minutes, in about 30 to 35 seconds, and I achieved my goal. I achieved my goal. And when I look at this race, I say, you know what? You know why I achieved my goal today? At the beginning of the race, I showed some acts of kindness. I wanted to make sure this individual was all right. That came back and helped me. As I was running the race, I slowed my pace down. And I wanted to encourage this gentleman. And because I encouraged him and I planted that seed, that came back and helped me. I wanted to take a picture with these young older ladies just having a great time. Even though they had to tell me, son, you need to hurry up because you don't want to miss your time. Just showing all of this love and being so happy and grateful in this moment, I was still able to achieve my goal. Now, here's the thing. If I didn't stop to the first individual before I even started the race, maybe I might have not had my phone. And even if I went to the finish line, if I didn't stop to the first guy, I might have gotten a faster time. If I didn't stop to take a picture with those ladies, I might have got a faster time. If I did not run with another lady to help her achieve a goal, I might have gotten a faster time. But what the objective was set today? The objective set today was simply to get 215. And when you look at it, I achieved my objective. I got better than what I wanted because I wanted 215. I got 214 and some change. And I was able to help somebody. When you help somebody achieve their objectives, achieve their goals in life, in return, that seed that you plant in the universe comes back to you and helps you achieve. Maybe. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes talking to you. Maybe. Maybe you might be too selfish. Maybe you might just be focusing on yourself, getting yourself across the finish line in life. Maybe you might be focusing on just building your brand, your business. Maybe you might just be focused on building your community, your tribe. Maybe, I could be wrong, maybe if you try to help somebody achieve even what you probably wanted to achieve, maybe that will bring some more love, joy, and kindness. It's a principle that we call about sowing and reap. Whatever you sow in life, it comes back to you. And God knows it. Woo! I needed that act of kindness, I needed to reap that love and that gratefulness back in me because I set aside my personal agenda. Because I set aside my objective for a while and helped somebody today and was concerned about somebody, I still was able to achieve my goal and my objective. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones, giving you some motivation and some inspiration to help you achieve your greatness and become all what you were born to be. And you listen to Venus for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. I want to ask you before I leave, what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? I'm grateful that you took the time to listen to this podcast. You know what you can do for me? Share this podcast. Share this podcast with your friends, your family. Let this message encourage somebody out there to bring some hope and encouragement to them. The best and the greatest day to be alive is the day, because God loves you and I love you. Maybe if you help somebody in life, you know what? Not maybe. When you help somebody in life, in return, that seed that you plant comes back to you. And here's the thing, that seed of helping, if it don't come back to you, it comes back on your children or your grandchildren. I encourage you today, when an opportunity comes for you to help somebody, make sure, check out the opportunity. When the opportunity comes, ask yourself, is this an opportunity for me to pass by? Because you can't help with everything, right? But I want you to ask yourself, is this an opportunity that I could help somebody? And when I help somebody plant that seed, it comes back to me. The best and the greatest day to be alive is today. You're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. Remember that you are success, you are greatness, you are purpose, you are destiny. Never give up on your dreams.